We are learning Masechtas Babasra da Petesim Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top. The first word on the line is Lei. So Tana Rabbanan, Ein Oisin Mishkalois Loi Shal Ba'atz V'Loi Shal Avar Loi Shal Gisteroin. When you make these weights that you put on the scale, it should not be made out of tin. Ba'atz is tin, V'Shal Avar is lead, V'Shal Gisteroin is some taicha is alloy, and the Rashbam says it's made out of different pieces of metal. I guess that's what alloy is. But lo yishal shar min yamatches. Any metals are no good. And the reason Rashbam learns is because it gets rubbed out. It's best to make these weights out of rock and out of glass. I'm not sure, like, what about iron, barzel, I'm not sure, or nechoshes, it doesn't say. But it says lo yishal shar min yamatches. I'm assuming it means all the matches are no good to the Rashbam, because he's saying that they get rubbed out, and you should make it out of a tzunma and shizchuches. Tosis argues, Tosis says, that's a different reason. The reason is because the metal gets very oily, and that's why it attracts the oil, and therefore you shouldn't use it. That, for that reason, I and Tosis, that argues on the Rashbam. Tana Rabbana. Talking about when you have a measuring cup where you put in flour, and if in a place where you do mechuka, it's not gedusha, it's not heaping, so you have to top it off, which means flatten it out. Use a level. This level should not be made out of delas, shodelas. Ain't oysa mechak shodelas, out of gourd peels. You know why? What, out of a piece of gourd. Peshukal, it's not strong enough. It won't push down the flour enough. Veloshal mach, this shouldn't use metal. Veloshal mach, because it's very heavy. And it'll push down too much. So what do you do? What do you make it out of? What do you use the level? What type of material do you make the level? Avaloysur shal zayis, you make it out of wood from an olive tree, veshal v'shal egois, from a walnut tree, v'shal shikma, a sycamore tree, v'shal askroi, from boxwood. Use a wooden level, that's the best to use. Another halacha about the level, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Oisin Mechak, Tzidechad Av, V'tzidechad Katzer. You shouldn't have in your store a level that one side is wide, very wide, and one side is very narrow. Because if it's wide, doesn't that level off so good? Because it can't get into the measuring cup. It's like more sticking out of it, so it's harder to make a level. If you have a narrow one, it can fit into the cup and push it down more. So you shouldn't have one that's wide and narrow, because when you're buying stuff, you use the wide one. When you're selling, you use the narrow. You shouldn't do that. What should you do? The Rashbam says, go like the Menagailam. If everyone in that city has the oven, the thick ones, the wide ones, use wide ones. Not use the narrow ones. That's what you have to do. You can't have a sticky one that one side is of and one side is katzah. Lo yimchoik bevas achas. When you do the leveling, you shouldn't do it at once. Like very quickly. Shamech vasachas, ra'al amoich v'yof lekech. If you do that very quickly, it doesn't do much. And therefore it's bad for the meich and good for the lekech. And don't do it slowly, because then you really do it well. Just do it normally. You do it the normal way of doing it. And like the Rashbam says, you do it the normal way. Either you do it two times, or whatever the case is, you do it a normal way, and that's the best way to level off the measuring cup. Rechem and Zakai said about all these halachas of being dishonest, he wasn't sure what to do. Oilim Oimer, it's not good if I announce these halachas, and Oilim Oimer, but it's no good if I don't say the halachas, the Gemara explains. Im Oimer, I don't want to say the halachas, sometimes a guy will say, yeah, it's taka, good shtick, and we don't want to teach him this shtick. Vim Loyim, if you don't say it, Shema Yoimer Armayim, Ain't Milchom, Vakim, I say, they do. If I don't say it, they're going to say, they're doing this dishonest thing, and say, no one chaps what I'm doing, I'm allowed to do that. Therefore, he wasn't sure what to do. So what happened? Abayalu, Amra Alamra, did he give the halachas over or not? Amra Shmuar Yitzchak, Amra. He did say it. Umahaikra Amra. This was in the car. The Pasuk says, Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem, but Tzadikim Yelchuboy. Hashem's ways are straight. Tzadikim will use that to go the right direction. Upayishim Yikoshlubah. And the Payishim will use that to be Koshlubam, but Avada, they did speak it out, and did say over these halachas. Tana Rabbana, the Pasuk says in the Torah, Leisasu Ovo Bamishpat, Bamido Bamishko Masura. You should not be dishonest when it comes to Mishpat, Mido, Mishko Masura. What does Mishpat mean? Zakti Gemara, Bamishpat means, Bamida means, sorry, Mishpat means you're called the Mishpat. One who's measuring is always called like a Shefet. What's Mido, Mishko Masura? So Bamida Zu Medidas Karka. It doesn't mean Medida of food, it means Medida of Karka. Shlo Yimdoid Le'echod B'mois HaChamo Echom Eis Hisham. The Rashbam says, either to a shutfim or brothers that have been chelik karka, don't measure one of the properties in the winter and the other one in the summer. Why? Because in the summer it's much harder to stretch the rope because it gets dried out. But mashenkin moisak hashamim, then you could stretch it out more because So it's really two pshatim in the Rashbam. One's Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, one's the Rashbam. So Rashbam's pshat is that b'mois hachama hachevel yavish v'katzur yosim mois hakshama. Like the pshat was saying, that's shorter in the mois hachama. Rabbi Yochanan perish mois hakshama karka kovitz, that the karka is kovitz. So mois hachama karka mespaka is wider. But in either way, we'll learn with the first pshat of Rashbam. I think Rashi Chumash goes that way. That means the rope gets more taut in the mois hachama, and it's shorter. Mashayikim mois hakshamim, it's longer because it's more moist, and you can pull it out longer. So you shouldn't measure for one mois hakshamim and one mois hachama, because then you get it won't be even the chalukah of the property. But mishko, what does that mean? So yat mishkolos melach. You shouldn't soak the mishkolos in melach. Now, what does that help? Rashi says melach makes it heavier. So chayr, then we're talking about the lekech. Then the lekech brings his own measures, and it's heavier. He'll get more meat for his 1 pound weight. But Taisus argues. Look at Taisus. Lo yatmin pirish akuntus mishum mishum machbid. They nil very tam. The maswa, the moichar. We're talking about the moichar over here. Dumi yadumi mesura. So yasiach v'faras very tam. Fisha melach mekel hamishkolos v'shoyv. It ruins the mishkolos. It makes it lighter, and therefore the moichar will be able to be dishonest with it and give less meat. Huh? So I guess it's a good question to argue with Tzias. It could be the argument Tzias. The first time you put a melech on it, it makes it heavier. But after a while, it corrodes the stone and it digs into it. And that's just the child. Which point we're looking at. But Mesura, you should not be dishonest when it comes to Mesura. Mesura is a kli lach, a measuring cup for liquid. Shelo yarsiach. You shouldn't pour very quickly and it becomes frothy. It comes like it has a fizz on top. You ever pour a cup of wine, especially like Bartanura, Moscato d'Asti wine, you'll see like, you know, half the cup, only so half the cup has wine in it. So here, I'm going to pour the guy, you know, a cup of a midah of wine, and yeah, say, oh, look, it's top, it's a 12 lug over here. Meal, it's like 5 lug. So you should not do that. Shelo yarsiach, and even that, Mesura will see, is a very small shear. The kavachomer, Oma Mesura, she echo mishloish v'shiv lug. Mesura is 1/36 of a lug. To put that into context, it's 0.16 of an egg. That's how small it is. And it's the Torah is saying, don't be dishonest that little Mesura. Oma Mesura, she echo mishloish v'shiv lug. Be the Torah, you should be careful not to overcharge someone and be dishonest. Kavachomer lehin, which is 12 log, v'chatzi him, which is 3 log, which is 4 log, him, which is 3 log, v'log, v'chatzi log, v'revias of a log, v'chatzi toimen, which is really the same thing as revias of a log, whatever, v'uchla, and uchla, these are things, all things, you have to be careful not to overcharge people, you have to be so careful. Amrei v'idom harab. A person who has this measuring cup that's missing, it's chaser, or it's too much, you should not keep such a thing with sech beisai. Even though you'll take this measuring cup, I'm going to turn it into a waste basket, and still, you're not going to keep it in your house. What's wrong? It's an ovet shemei reglaim. Because you're scared, you might come and wash it out one day and start using it again for amida, and then you're going to be dishonest with it. Therefore, you got rid of it. You got to break it. The only it is, throw it in the nearest garbage. Amra, papa, le'am aron, this halacha that you can't be shayar shtech pesay, ella, ba'ash le'chasimi. In a city where they don't make like signatures, the inspectors don't have to sign off on it. Ava ba'asra dechasimi, if the inspectors sign off on it, so no one's going to buy something without the signature of the city inspector, and therefore you don't have to worry about him using dishonest weights. Now, so ba'asra dechasimi, he's not going to use it, not going to buy it from there. Only if there are no spot checks. Ava mahandasi, but if the government comes with spot checks, also less lambar because he might get caught. And the marshal of Elohi, he still can. Zimna the mikri ben hashmashos or mikri v'shakol. Maybe someone will come by ben hashmashos and I'll just use it. Ah, you get a taina. So what's pshat? So Rishpam says, I call trudim le'ra'eu. So that only helps for the spot checks. What about chasimi? So Rishpam has another pshat. He says, the second pshat he says is, hakech atzmoy v'tech tardoy. Since the lekech is trying to buy something, he won't look to see if there's anything there. So that will even be a problem, even if in the places where you have chasimis, even there you won't be able to use it, because a guy might come out of Shabbos, he has to buy his olive dip, but run in and run out without looking at his chasimi, and therefore there'll be a problem even there. Rashash points out that it's totally the two pshat in Rashbam, I and the Rashash. Taina mahok. You don't enterprise like that. Lo yisha adam midah chaseira yiserb zech beis. A person should not keep a midah that's missing or it's too much in his house. Va'afilu ovet shemei raglayim. Even if it's used as a ovet shemei raglayim, he cannot do that. Aval. So the Brice goes further about Oisuhu Sa'a, but since it's late, I think we're going to stop over here. And I'm Yetzir Shem tomorrow, Shia. We'll continue from tomorrow from about Oisuhu Sa'a, which the Brice continues to tell you different measures of Lach and Yavish.